are the difference.
This is jazz. I love the jazz.
Smooth out the ripples of the day with All That Jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
今天节目当中，我想介绍一位来自西班牙的爵士鼓手 Jorge Rossi。
This is Jorge Rossi. Hello, All That Jazz. We are in Vallekilde, close to Copenhagen in Denmark. Beautiful place, beautiful country, where we just really had a beautiful week. Just, you know, sharing music with people from very, very different places in the world. And yeah, just living music, you know, having musical experiences. I guess I'm teaching too.But for me, teaching is just more about just, you know, sharing my experience and yeah, learning from everybody too. I think I have an alto player from Denmark, tenor player from Poland, piano player from Germany, and I think the bass player and a drummer also from Denmark and a drummer from Iceland.So, yeah, it was great. It wasn't as international as the one that was here, not as an Ad Coins, but it was very international. And it was just, for me, I mean, nations, come on, that's just irrelevant, you know? The nation of music, you know? I think music, and especially jazz, because there is improvisation, so much improvisation, and it's so much about the individual.
我们今天听到的是 Jorge Rossi 和两位来自法国的爵士乐家，吉他手 Pierre Petrou 和贝斯手 Nicolas Mopu 在2016年录制的专辑 Fox 当中的一首作品 Paloma。 爵士乐的即兴演奏将来自不同文化背景的音乐家融合在一起，就像是天上的浮云一样，最终融为一体，不分你我。
Musical relationships is really like, yeah, it's like the clouds, you know. They go over the frontiers and without, they become irrelevant. You know, once you start playing, who cares where are you from? You know, we all speak the same language. We all are listening to the same song, feeling the same thing. I think music is really something that develops empathy. And I'm sure that most people in this planet, even doesn't matter what, wherever they are from or their even their political ideas, everybody would say that we need much more empathy, you know? Don't you think so? So here we work in empathy.
侯佩若瑟说，不管你来自世界什么地方，人们都是需要在音乐当中寻找共鸣，这就是爵士乐带来的力量。我们下面再来听一首侯佩若瑟和两位来自法国的爵士音乐家共同演奏 Beatles 的作品 And I Love Her。从11岁开始学习打鼓，他在14岁的时候第一次看到 Weather Report 乐队的现场，把他真正带入爵士乐的世界。
The very first jazz band that kind of like just blew me away, you know, because I heard at 14 years old, I heard Weather Report, And, you know, that was the quartet 830 tour with, you know, Sawinul and Wayne, of course, always, but with Jaco Pastorius and Peter Erskine. And the day that I saw that, that day I decided that I wanted to be a musician. So in that sense, I guess I could say that, you know. And those four musicians are amazing, but especially, yeah, I gotta say, you know, Wayne Shorter as a composer and, yeah, and Sawinul really made a huge impression. Of course, you know, the four of them. Peter too, because also I'm a drummer mostly, and I'm still a drummer. And Jaco is a genius and such a charismatic, so it was just an amazing thing. I mean, that day I saw it clearly. It's like, I want to dedicate my life to try to feel something similar to what these guys must feel when they do what they are doing right now. Thank you.
是 Weather Report 1977年的一首经典作品 Birdland， 他们开创了一个全新的音乐风格叫做 Fusion， 同样也影响了 Paul Harassi。
I think that all the really great musicians transcend style, you know. I think like, you know, the other day we were watching these videos of, you know, great jazz musicians listening to Duke Ellington, listening to Johnny Hodges. He doesn't soundthat doesn't even sound like an alto sax. It sounds like Johnny Hodges, you know, it sounds like himself. I think that all the really great musicians just transcend, you know, when you hear Wayne Shorter, it doesn't matter if he's playing hard bop with Art Blakey, fusion with his own band or Weather Report, or free with his later band that's nearly free. You just recognize that voice, that personality, that sound. That's Wayne, you know, or he can be playing, you know,his through composed stuff that's kind of like classically, you know, influence. Yeah, I think all the great ones are completely beyond style. So I don't have a favorite style. Maybe I gotta say that it's true that I love swing for me, you know. I love a lot of things, but for me it's very important because I feel that, you know, the guys who created swing and that kind of playing, a lot of them already died, and there are a few that are still alive. But, and I treasure that. For me, I feel that while they are still on the planet, I want to be close to that because I love that stuff, you know, and I want it to be part of my life and to keep, I just want to keep swinging, you know, and I love songs and I love compositions with nice romantic harmony too, you know, or, you know,When I was younger, I was more impressed by, you know, like harmony that was kind of mysterious and obscure and intriguing. And now I still like that. But I really also appreciate kind of just functional harmony, you know, when you just hear a good song that has nice chords and a nice progression and a beautiful melody and a groove that moves you. It's like, I feel I got everything I need, you know. So, yeah.
Thank you.
是 Jorge Rossi 和著名的爵士钢琴演奏家 Ethan Everson 以及萨克斯演奏家 Lee Connes 和贝斯手 Larry Granadier 合作演奏的 Blueberry Hill。说作为一名鼓手，他非常注重音乐当中的旋律和歌词，这是他最喜欢的一首作品 If Ever I Would Leave You。
It's a happy song. It also got kind of nice lyrics, you know. We played it at a tempo, at a tempo that it makes hard to sing the lyrics in a straight rhythm, you know. So that forces you to phrase in a way that if you were try to writeThat phrasing would be really hard or probably impossible to write, you know? So I like that because then the phrasing becomes more like speech instead of like, you know, notation. Instead of playing a phrase with based on eighth notes and quarter notes, you're just, you have the lyrics. So you say, if ever would I leave you? How do you write that rhythm, you know? You don't write it. You play your instrument saying that phrase, you know?So that's something that we worked on a little bit in the class. You know? That's why I think it's beautiful to play songs that have lyrics. Then you play the same way you talk.
喜欢的一个版本，小号手 Kenny Dorham 1963年在 Blue Note 唱片公司旗下推出的专辑 Una Mas 当中演奏的 If Ever I Would Leave You。
One is Kenny Dorham's version, it's a beautiful version, yeah, with Herbie Hancock and I think it's Tony Williams, Butch Warren and Joe Henderson. I think it's in the record Una Mas, it's like a bonus track I had in a CD. And also the very famous version, which is closer to the one that we played, is Sonny Rollins, you know, with Bob Cranshaw on bass, Ben Reilly on drums, and the great Jim Hall on guitar.
Rossi 除了是一名鼓手，同时他也是一位非常出色的 vibraphone 演奏家。
Yeah, well, in my case, yeah, I mean, yeah, I was first a drummer, and it's true I studied a little bit vibraphone when I was very young, because I studied classical percussion and it was in the school and that. And then I, you know, I got a set of vibes, but they were small because professional size is very expensive, so I could afford only a small one. And of course, the small vibraphones, the sound is not satisfying, no? Sounds like a music box. So after 2 years, I just get bored with that and fall in love with trumpet because it was the opposite, no? It's something that you can carry anywhere you go and you really make the sound. It's the closest to singing, you know? So I played trumpet for 10 years. And then after, you know, I quit trumpet and I was really focusing on the drums for a long time. Then I really fell in love with piano and I pursued that for a long time too. But then in the last 7 years, it has happened that, you know, when I was playing with students, the piano, sometimes some piano player students that to my class, so they started playing the piano. And it was taken, and there was some beautiful Mooser vibes in the room. So I was like, let me try. Let's see if I remember how these things. And it just felt like home, you know, because it's like a mix of the keyboard of the piano. And, you know, you play with sticks like the drums. So it's that kind of technique for the attack and for dynamics. And the role of the trumpet, you know, for me, when I play vibes, I feel that I recover what I lost when I quit playing trumpet. I'm outside of the rhythm section and it's all about phrasing the melody and, you know, just playing a couple choruses, and I just love that stuff. So it's funny because I'm not taking the vibraphone as a kind of like studying the history of the instrument, you know, and no, for me, it's like I feel that at my age, it's a good vehicle for me to just play the music that I have in my ears. After all these years playing with so many musicians I love, you know, I think I hear lines, I hear some music, and it comes out pretty easily in the vibes, you know, if the tempo is not too fast.
今天节目最后我们听到就是 Jorge Rossi 为我们推荐的一首他最喜欢的 vibraphone 演奏家 Miles Jackson 1954年和伟大的小号演奏家 Miles Davis 合作录制的专辑 Miles Davis and the Modern Jazz Giants 当中演奏的 The Man I Love。
I love Miles Jackson, so you know, I would say that, you know, maybe I love the album he did with Miles, you know, and Monk. They play The Man I Love.And I love Miles Jackson. I love Bobby Hutcherson too, and I love, you know, some Stephen Harris. I heard him in Copenhagen actually in 2012, and it was amazing. But yeah, I just love Bugs, man. I have, you know, I don't remember the name of the record now, the CD with he's playing with Hank Jones, and it's just amazing. I mean, yeah, I love Miles Jackson, anything he did.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.